on the half hour. Radio London News tells you more, says it better.
Dateline, Wednesday, December the 5th, New York. Striking transit operators have turned down a request by the mayor to go back to work. It'll be somewhat colder than of late, with temperatures falling to 2 degrees centigrade, 36 degrees Fahrenheit. The next news, 1 hour away. Paul Kay reporting.
Bear in mind that at 10 o'clock we start our test transmission, or we'll be closing down right where we are at this moment, and I'll be moving house along up to a little place called 277. And when we get on to that frequency, it will be a couple of minutes or so after 10 o'clock, then you listen out for a new trial sound, a test transmission, and we invite your comments on this. Please send them on a postcard, because it makes it much easier. We've bluntened all our paper knives at the office, so please send them on a postcard to Radio London, and just head the postcard wavelength, Radio London 17 Curzon.
Some mention has been made of the fact that mine was the first voice to be heard on Radio London. It will also be the last in regrettably few minutes from now. But before that, please allow me to introduce the managing director of Radio London, Mr. Philip Birch.
It was just 3 years ago this month that the idea for Radio London was born. Thank you.
Big L time is 3 o'clock, and Radio London is now closing down.